This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Nearly 400 animals were rescued from one Wisconsin property this week. Authorities say they were responding to reports of animals running loose in Plymouth, a town of less than 1,000 people near the Wisconsin Dells. What they found when they got there was what they're calling a significant case of animal neglect. Multiple animal welfare organizations are helping to care for the 393 animals recovered. That includes 126 rabbits, 35 goats, 5 horses, 136 chickens, 10 puppies, and 81 adult dogs. Authorities say the animals were voluntarily surrendered. 2 people were arrested on suspicion of animal neglect. Animal care experts say hoarding situations like this often start with good intentions that just spiral out of control. We may be in the heart of Packer Nation here in Green Bay, but the Brewers are the talk of the town right now. The Brew Crew beat the Cubs Monday night in Milwaukee, putting them one win away from a trip to the National League Championship. The Brewers take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago this afternoon at 4:08. It's a pricey draw for those heading down to watch the game in person. Tickets on the resale market are starting in the 200s, with first-level seats reaching over $1,000. If you'd rather stick around here and take in the game at a local sports bar, a lot of places are running specials for the game and an exciting atmosphere for fans to cheer on the Brew Crew. Many fans say they are hoping the Brewers can reverse their postseason fortunes and do it for the Uke this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers recently signed a bipartisan bill into law in an effort to crack down on the potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation. It also prohibits publishing an artificially generated image of a person who can be identified with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. 19 states have similar bills up for consideration right now. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers recently told reporters that he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown. Evers referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After 2 wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last 2 games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a 5th-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing 3 in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.